The Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, has announced a recruitment freeze with immediate effect and said all discretionary spending by the broadcaster will be stopped. The moves are necessary, he said, to preserve cash. RTE has continued to suffer a big fall in TV licence payments, now running at just under €1 million a week. Senior executives, including Mr. Backhurst and the RTE board, this lunchtime to make a further appearance before the Oireachtas Media Committee. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is in our Oireachtas studio. Paul, we'll come to that committee hearing in just a moment. But first of all, the statement from Kevin Backhurst in relation to this recruitment freeze and a halt to what's described as discretionary spending. I suppose it's one of the first moves now in relation to trying to get on top of the growing financial crisis at RTE.
Yeah, the first stage of this crisis was the dramatic revelations about what had gone wrong at senior editorial and executive level in RTE. And now we're moving into a new phase, the consequences. We know there's been a precipitous decline in licence fee payments, and now another consequence is that RTE is having to act. Today we learned from Kevin Backhurst, as you say, recruitment freeze, discretionary spending is ending. And he said, given the steep fall in the licence fee and the uncertainty over interim funding, it's the only responsible thing that we can do. But obviously, once you get into this cycle, that's only the beginning. We expect more to happen. That's going to be contained in the outline of a strategic plan, which will be presented to government next month, and then the full detailed plan to be completed by the end of the year.
Now, opening statements in the next few minutes, we expect from both Kevin Backhurst and the RTE chair, Shuan Ní Rathaoilí. Again, the perilous financial situation facing RTE, very much a feature of what they'll be saying in those opening remarks.
Yeah, we do know that the chair of the board, Shuan Ní Rathaoilí, is going to say and warn politicians that as part of what's happening, hard decisions will be made in order to achieve a fit-for-purpose public service broadcaster. But here's the point. These decisions may not be popular with stakeholders and policymakers, including perhaps this committee. So effectively what the board and the executive are going to be saying is we're now going to take action as a result of this fall in finance. And basically, you mightn't like what we're about to do. I mean, it does raise the possibility of cuts of services, of jobs. We don't know what that's going to be until a few weeks' time. But certainly when RTE executives in the past have tried to take decisions, there's been pushback from politicians. So effectively, RTE is laying down a marker here and saying, we are in a corner, we are going to take action, and you're going to have to support us in that regard. But there's two things. One relates to the Oireachtas committees, because both the Media Committee and the Public Accounts Committee will continue doing their work. But the higher level thing is RTE engaging with the coalition leaders and trying to get cabinet support for short-term funding and putting public service broadcasting on a longer, safer footing.
All right. Paul, thanks very much indeed for that. As I say, we'll be going back to the Oireachtas Committee a little bit later, but first let's get some reaction to this announcement from Kevin Backhurst, the recruitment freeze. I'm joined by the chair of the Dublin Broadcasting Branch of the National Union of Journalists, Emma O'Kelly, who's also, of course, a correspondent here at RTE News. So, Emma O'Kelly, a recruitment freeze with immediate effect here in RTE, I suppose not altogether surprising?
Well, Brian, staff here are really concerned and very worried at this news. And in the first instance, we will need to get clarification as to what, for example, that a recruitment freeze means. And it's really important to point out that if you look at an area like the newsroom, we are already unbelievably short-staffed. And that means we struggle to get to cover stories that we feel we need to cover. Staff struggle to be allowed to take their annual leave because there is often no one to step in and replace them when they're gone. Now, in the newsroom, we had been promised that new staff were being recruited, that they would be brought in. So one question people are asking, my colleagues are asking, is are those journalists coming in or are they not? Is there an end to that? Resourcing too, we've been highlighting all summer just how desperately squeezed we are for resources. And people are asking, well, are we going to get a studio in Athlone, which we really need to be able to, again, report on matters of importance to people living in the Midlands. We need that studio. Does this mean we're not getting it? So these are the questions. But also, staff in RTE are saying that it seems once again that the ordinary workers are going to bear the brunt of this crisis, when, as one person said, when we didn't cause any of this problem. So that is a huge concern, and people are pointing out that this is a crisis that was it's a governance crisis that was caused by wrong decisions and profligate decisions made by those at the very top. But people in RTÉ are saying, well, it's us, the ordinary workers, who seem to be bearing the brunt. Right.
Kevin Backhurst in his statement to staff acknowledging this will have an impact, and I quote here, it will have an impact on our coverage and on our investment in equipment and our digital plans. But of course, we all know what's happening in relation to licence fee, this very sharp fall off in licence fee renewals. And he says this is necessary to preserve cash, to keep the organisation solvent.
Yes, and he, of course, has a point. And he also says this is going to be in place whilst we get clarity on our finances going forward. And that puts the ball firmly in governance court. And all summer and in recent weeks and days even, we've had ministers, we've had the Taoiseach, we've had the Tánaiste coming out and saying how much they support public service media and how vital they think it is for democracy. But if you support public service media, you have to fund it adequately. And those statements have interestingly not referred to the role that successive governments have played in all of this, because this crisis came on top of a much bigger picture of a long-term starving of RTÉ for funds. And this is what needs to be addressed. And as I say, if politicians say they support public service media, then they need to put that funding in place.
All right, Mo Kelly, thank you very much for that. We'll be going live to that Oireachtas Media Committee a little bit later. In fact, after this short break.